Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of March, recording at 7:18, at 7:19 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. Well, in this environment that I have forecast, where we would see a fair amount of ranging with stock market sometimes a day or two on the upside, followed by a day or two on the downside, we have seen some pretty good rallies in here today. They started in Asia, as is so often the case. Gains by the Nikkei of 1.6%, slightly larger gain by the Hang Seng index. China Shanghai A-Shares Index, an amazing day. Started weak, but then closed up near the highs, and it's near the highs for the year, which is quite interesting. And European markets packed in with good gains. The best one that I can see on my Bloomberg screen at the moment is Amsterdam, up 2.14%. And Wall Street followed on very much in that same vein. And okay, we've got another 40 minutes to go here before the close, but we're over 100 points up on the Dow, 103, 13.5 on the S&P, and 18 on the NASDAQ Composite. So it's pretty solid stuff. And what we see is that markets are holding above last week's lows. And a few markets, a few very strong markets, have pushed back to the highs, such as China, which I mentioned previously. Okay. In other highlights here today, government bonds, all a bit easier. And they have been easier ever since stock markets lost their downward momentum. I'm talking about government bond prices, of course. Now, in currencies, the U.S. dollar, a little bit steadier here today, the day before Greenspan's comments. Remember, the dollar was hit, though, on Friday. And in precious metals, well, let me take crude oil first. Crude oil is weak again today. Now, actually, it had picked up earlier today, got up to 57.59, but it's currently 56.63. So continuing to ease here. Natural gas down as well, although gasoline, this may be due to the refinery closures, but gasoline is quite strong, and it's been showing the relative strength here all along. So, moving on from that, despite oil being down, and despite the, what was the other factor that I had mentioned there, the firmness of the U.S. dollar, the precious metals are pretty steady in here, although as I say that, gold has just slipped to the minus column, but it's still at 653.10 on spot, and we've had a good day in here in platinum. We're not into the after hours trading yet, that's yet to come, but it's currently up 13.5 to 1234.7 on the April contract. Silver up slightly here right now, and ditto palladium. Grains and beans looks like they're slightly easier in here today. Cocoa a little stronger. So, okay, what's going on here overall? Well, I am an optimist in terms of not expecting the contagion that people have been worrying about, certainly not expecting the recession or the bear market that people have been talking about, bear market led by the U.S. Now, do I expect a somewhat weaker U.S. economy? Absolutely, I've said so all along. Is there some risk that that can spread into other parts of the globe? Well, I think that's a fairly small risk, really, particularly if we get the soft landing in the U.S. economy. And I think a greater headwind for other parts of the world, such as India and also China, has been the gradual upward nudging of interest rates by the central banks in an effort to prevent a little bit of, prevent overheating from continuing, I should say. Now, Overall, though, we've got a global economy that's synchronized in a period of expansion. We have stock markets that are still in their long-term upward trends, and they have yet to see anything that looks like more than just a bigger reaction or a small correction, whichever you wish to classify it as. Now, we don't have the type of deeply oversold and apocalyptic sentiment background that some of us really do like, which tells us that markets are a bargain. But equally, they're not as overextended as they were. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see more sideways ranging in here, mainly some markets with a slight downward bias, some markets with a little bit of an upward bias. But sideways ranging here, which is a continuation of that reversion to the mean process in terms of the 200-day moving averages that I've been talking about for several months. So that's what I think is taking place in here. Now, sub-themes within all this. Well, Asia is generally showing relative strength. The industrial metals have shown relative strength throughout. Now, there's a link there. Asia's got the strong growth, and the demand for industrial metals remains very high, not least coming from Asia. And that's quite a bullish scenario. And there's a lot on the site today regarding the BHP and Rio and MLW and so on. And I know that's familiar ground for many of you, but it's always important to update these and have a look at the Macquarie report that I've posted, one of two. And I think that's an outstanding sector, and I may well increase my long positions there. But I've been playing it conservatively here recently, ever since that break on the 27th, and not doing all that much. I did a little buying, as you know, but I'm not going to go out on a limb in here. I don't think the conditions actually warrant it. I think we may have some reasonably quiet trading relative to some of the drama that we've seen over the last few weeks. But I don't expect any big unwind overall. Interestingly, this oil price pulling down in the States, weaker than the Brent blend, as I've mentioned before and as Owen had illustrated. But that softer oil price is, of course, good for global GDP growth. And it also helps to take some of the heat off in terms of inflationary pressures. Some of the heat, I'll say once again. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So I'll just say all the best to all of you.